Connecticut school districts have been working over the last 2 years to comply with new privacy laws around student data. As Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, many districts have been struggling to make the July 1st deadline.
Cybersecurity is a big deal in schools. Each district uses hundreds, if not thousands, of technology products. And many of those products use student data in some way. So 2 years ago, the state passed a law requiring districts to post contracts online for all tech vendors they used. These vendors are also required to show how they share student data. But getting there has been a tough road, says Doug Casey.
The biggest challenge for them is just the scope and the timing.
Casey runs a state agency called the Connecticut Commission for Educational Technology.
There's a lot of technology in schools, and there's a lot of data that is being collected and used in really good, effective ways.
These data can be used to personalize learning and track kids over time, but there's a concern about privacy. The state reached out to big tech companies like Google and Microsoft, who have since changed their terms to comply with state law. But there are other tech shops that aren't as easy to deal with, says Jack Zamory, an assistant superintendent for Monroe Schools.
When you get into sophisticated applications at the high school level for advanced placement courses, the software that's used at that level is very professional.
Monroe uses a game design software that high school students enjoy, but the company that makes the software doesn't see the benefit with complying with Connecticut's law, Zamory says. The market is too small.
So it really puts us in a very awkward place because our kids love the course, they love doing the work, but we're having a real challenge getting compliant software to offer that kind of course.
The state has set up a database of approved vendors to make it easier for schools to know which software companies are in compliance with the law. David Roche, Connecticut Public Radio.